Thank you. What is more dignified, you ask? To be killed by the country, or to be killed by the revolution? Sacrifice demands a body. Sacrifice demands a body, and collateral damage mounts to be buried in the tomb of change. I know. Racism was kingdom in my country. In my country, racism was king. In its last iteration, it grew as state terrorism. With the kind support of the global north. Indigenous was made a synonym for terrorism. You see, an important assessment to not be racist murders, just liberal murders fighting for democracy. Corpus plummeted, disembodied by semantics. His regime was just another installment of colonial vampirism. And since the vampire sank his teeth into the land's bloodstream, the soil was infected with a virus. Extractivism, precariousness, alcoholism, and violence. A tradition of hurt. Trust me, drunkenness is that tree that makes no sound when falling, because there's no one around to hear it. We are now approaching the forest of oblivion. Strong breath any Friday night. She holds a knife to my chest. What is the point of life? She cries. Then I cry too, cause I have no answer. As for her promise of change, by then just rubble, like our house and our blood carpet, like the flawless pot, like a garden, and the ash grey smell of glasses. And the nights like razor wire walls, and my brother's feast for supper, like the umbilical cords she didn't cut so she could feed off me, reversing the natural order of life. I lay her down in bed, I think about God, willfully, hold onto faith to find my way back into love. Well, did you know, children of addicts are more likely to become addicts themselves? I was told by the counselor at the asylum center where she was confined. I pressed this predicament against my forehead and wore it with disbelief for an entire decade long. My life had become so excessive that everything was a surplus. A surplus like sticking my fingers in a stranger's mouth. A surplus. A yellow bile pouring around, my cat's on fire, like a sleep disorder, and otherwise I cry. As armies marching in through the bloody asphalt, I lean on the verge like a sharp angle, tracing my scars as if they were night triumphs or war captives, as if they were words speaking a foreign language, as if they were archaeological sites, you see? Misdirected wanting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Two things.
Yeah. Easy if you were really clever.